The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Welcome back inside the MDN studios, Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, online at WTK.com. We'll get back to NBA draft talk in just a moment, but right now it is time to get back to the countdown of the 2022 Michigan football season, and we are now 71 days away. 10 weeks and a day until the start of the 2022 Michigan football season. The Michigan Wolverines will kick off their season 71 days from today on September 3rd at noon at Michigan Stadium when they host Colorado State at the Big House. We are 71 David Gallagher days away until the start of the Michigan football season. David Gallagher, born January 2nd, 1952, came to us out of Piqua Central, Ohio. Arrived on campus in 1970, was a varsity Wolverine. 1971 through 1973, was a defensive tackle, about 6'4", between 225 and 245. In 1971, he was a sophomore All-American. Now, he was named to the sophomore All-American team for the 11-1 Wolverines. In 1972, he was a part of the 10-1 Wolverines. And then in 1973, he was a co-captain, first-team All-American. He recorded 83 tackles for the 10-0-1 Michigan Wolverines. In 3 years, he had 175 career tackles and finished with a 31-2-1 record as a player at Michigan. 31-2-1 in 3 years. Awesome. Two-time academic All-Big Ten as well. He was a recipient of the National Football Foundation and the College Football Hall of Fame postgraduate scholarship. Here is his write-up from the Bentley Library, quote, "One of the finest defensive tackles ever to play at Michigan, Gallagher was named All-American in 1973 and sophomore All-American in 1971. As co-captain of the 1973 Wolverines, Gallagher was also selected to the All-Big Ten team, twice the All-Big Ten academic squad, and was also a recipient of a National Football Foundation and Hall of Fame postgraduate scholarship," end quote. He went on to become a first-round pick in the 1974 draft by the Chicago Bears. He played for the Bears in 74, the Giants in 75 and 76, the Lions in 78 and 79. In 51 games in the NFL, David Gallagher had one career interception. We are 71 David Gallagher days away until the start of the 2022 Michigan football season. There are no current members of the roster that wear the number 71. In fact, we have a long gap. Yesterday, we were 72 Tristan Bounds days away into the start of the Michigan football season. Next week, we're in 6 days from now. So we're talking right next week. It's going to be later in the week next week. We'll be at 65. In fact, it'll be when we hit vacation for the Michigan Insiders, taking a little bit of a July 4th vacation, and we're going to miss 65. Zach Zinner, we'll hit that right before we go on vacation. Not to leave Zach out of it, but we're going to miss 65. That's how... But there are no 71s, 70s, 69s, 68s, 67s, or 66s currently on the Michigan football roster. So as we go through the countdown next week for the first few days, it'll be alumni guys only until at least we get the updated roster. I'm sure we'll get some of those numbers filled in as that happens. And as we always tell you, once we go through the roster, once we get to fall camp in early August, so in another month and change from now, if we get to any number, any freshman or any number change that we might have missed because they weren't on the roster yet, we'll get to that at that point in time. But today, we are 71 David Gallagher days away until September 3rd when the Michigan Wolverines kick off the 2022 Michigan football season, hosting Colorado State at noon at Michigan Stadium. But now let's get back to Pistons talk, because the Pistons last night had themselves a night. Really, they had themselves a couple of days. They draft Jaden Ivey with the 5th overall pick. Then they're able to use the 2025 pick that they got from Portland, and they swap that for the number 13 overall pick, which was Jalen Duren, the Memphis center. And now that I hadn't really thought about this part of it, if that pick, which was Milwaukee's pick, but it goes through Portland, right? It's Milwaukee's pick. If Milwaukee, it's top four protected. So if Milwaukee ends up winning the lottery that year or finishing the top four of the lottery that year for whatever reason, now the Pistons got Jalen Duren for Jeremy Grant, right? Like, but the pick in the middle, there's nothing. Charlotte gets nothing for him. Jeremy Grant gives Portland gives up nothing. And Jeremy Grant, wow, that's hilarious. It could work out that Portland gives up nothing and Charlotte gets nothing in the way this goes. Now, we expect Milwaukee to be good enough so that Portland's pick in 2025 will actually be there. and not be a lottery pick. So it probably shouldn't matter. But in that off chance, in the off chance that it is a that it turns into a lottery pick, and that lottery pick is a top four pick, it just evaporates, as Sam explained the other day, which means, unless I read the trade wrong yesterday, right? But there's some other parts to it, but still, that's funny in itself. But before they made the trade, or before they're allowed to talk about the trade, I don't think the trade was made yet. Before the trade was allowed to be discussed, after Jaden Ivey was drafted, Pistons general manager Troy Weaver met with the media and spoke for about seven and a half minutes on the pick of Jaden Ivey, where the Pistons stood at that point in time. He was a happy and relieved man when he took to the stage. Here is Pistons general manager Troy Weaver.
It's the first time I sat down, collect myself, but I don't think we're done yet, but we'll see.
Have you got what you wanted so far?
So far, so good.
Just as Ivy, he was widely considered top four prospect, so to get him at five, just what does he bring to the trade? And what did you all see from him during the pre-draft process?
You know, when you're trying to construct your team, you want to make sure you fill certain holes. And I mean, the guy's, first of all, a tremendous young man. Tremendous family background, strong Detroit roots. Obviously, you know, his grandfather was a Detroit Lion. His grandmother still lives here, has a clothing store. So it's a homecoming of sorts for him. But what he brings to the table is he's got electric speed, and he'll create opportunities offensively for us because of his speed, and he has the measurables to become a big-time defender. So his athletic gifts, along with the tenacity he brings to the floor, competitive spirit, the things that attracted us to Jaden.
Did you have an inkling that Sacramento might not take him, or was that your up in the air as anybody?
Yeah, I had no idea. Like I said, you're at the mercy of the board. I mean, I don't think Paolo knew he was going to win. So definitely we didn't know Sacramento was taken. We were ready for whatever happened. And once it happened, things just really sped up.
When you saw Sacramento take Keegan Murray, what was your first thought or exclamation or anything?
I mean, we said, okay, one of our guys is on the board. Let's cash in.
There was a lot of talk this week that a lot of teams are trying to trade up to four with Sacramento to get that guy. When they took Murray, did your phone blow up a little bit to three teams looking to get, and what was the level of activity and level of interest, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of activity. But we settled in and we're excited where we landed. But yeah, absolutely a lot of activity. I mean, I've been around this game a long time, and this tonight has been as action-packed as I've been around.
Well, I know you can't speak on anything specifically, but coming
into
the night, was there any attributes that you were looking to acquire? Athleticism, explosion,
that's the
objective.
Yes, speed, athleticism, length, size.
Was this Tyce, did he try to ask him if he wanted to come here before the draft? And Jaden bashfully smiled and said yes. Did you get that feeling that he did want to come to Detroit?
I did. He was excited about have an opportunity if we selected him. So I'm sure some other places he may have been excited about as well, but he was definitely excited about coming here.
And how big of a difference does that make when you have a guy who wants to be here?
Makes all the difference in the world. I mean, the players we've selected in the past have wanted to be here. And it bodes well when you know, it's a win-win on both sides. You want them and they want to be here. So, you know, you're going to get their best effort.
We've talked a lot about fit with Cade and how Cade's versatility gives you, you know, some wide latitude. But on paper, do you really like his fit with his athleticism, ability eventually, I think, with guest guard, point guards to alleviate Cade of that burden and his speed and everything? Like, do you like the, on paper, the fit with him and Cade?
Absolutely. He blends with Cade, both competitive spirit. But like I said, he'll help generate easy buckets, play on the second side, be able to create for others on the floor as well. So, no, we think it's a big-time fit.
Again, you can, of course, only speak to Ivy, but with all of the decisions and moves you're making, is there anything you're trying to signal towards Pistons fans?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to build this the right way and continue to restore the franchise so the community and the city can be proud of what we put on the floor.
Can you share your thoughts on how the backcourt of Cade and Ike, this backcourt that you have, just like what are your early thoughts on having this backcourt?
Versatility, length, athleticism, competitive spirit. Looking forward to watching those guys play together.
What'd you learn about Ivy in the sort of the interview type session that you didn't know?
That I didn't know. He's a very thoughtful young man. And he really plans his success. Not only does he want to be great, but he puts the work behind it. So that's a great recipe for success.
Is having a mom who's been in this league a little bit too
helpful? Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Whenever you...
He's been around it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the moments won't be too big for him. He's been around it. He's felt it. That's always an added plus when you get a player who's, you know, been around the family. Family business, in this family business, is basketball. So that definitely bodes well for his level of sophistication in this arena.
Do you think he can grow as a shooter? That was the one knock as far as his shooting percentage in college.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because he's a worker. Absolutely.
Did you get a chance to see him embrace his mom and the emotion he showed? I'm curious what you thought.
Yeah, I mean, you worked this hard and draft night, and, you know, he had sent me a text that he would be excited to be here, and he said his grandpa would be smiling, and I'm sure that, you know, they really embraced that moment. So just excited for him and his family.
And then, of course, Troy Weaver went back to work. But we're excited for Jaden Ivey's family as well. Again, third generation of Detroit pro athlete. His mom played for the Shock. His grandfather played for the Lions. Grandmother still has a house here. So Detroit roots, right? Basketball family. There's just no. I mean, what's not to love? I'd say what's not to like, but what's not to love about the pick? Jaden Ivey, number 5 to Detroit Pistons. Then they go out and make the move. Swap out the pick they picked up the other day in the Jeremy Grant trade, the 2025 future first-round draft pick, the protected future first-round draft pick. They swapped that for the number 13 pick in last night's draft. They had Jalen Duren, the Memphis center, selected for them. And it was a heck of a night for the Detroit Pistons. They had themselves a heck of a week. Pretty good night for a couple of former Michigan forwards as well, because Caleb Huston and Musa Diabate both got drafted as well. Caleb goes number 32 to the Orlando Magic. Musa goes number 43 to the LA Clippers. And so congratulations to both of those guys as well. We'll be talking draft throughout the morning. As we continue, we'll get to the more of the Michigan Insider on the side of the break here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.